And you also might pass on the fact that, you know, maybe you guys are intimidated by this person, but I'm not. And I have had it. Not to mention the person's odd, weird friends that also think they're on the Viking ship. Okay? Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Good. Because I'm furious.
I've been furious
for quite some time. And it doesn't make me more creative because, unlike some people, I don't draw all my creativity from anger. I actually happen to, number one, have a heart, number two, have feelings, number three, actually draw all my creativity from another point in my body that person evidently isn't very familiar with. And I'd like to add, I know why they're not very familiar with that point in someone's body. Would you like for me to tell you why?
Ma'am, I'm here to help
you. Would you like for me to explain why that person doesn't understand that thought because they've been on the vocal Bowman? You know, maybe they know about rhythm. I happen to have extremely good rhythm. I've always had it, and I always will have it. And because they're such an idiot that they don't understand good rhythm when they see it, maybe they should dock the boat.
Okay. You want to get your internet up and running.
Are you hearing me at all?
Are you hearing anything
that I'm saying?
My concern is your computer.
Do I sound furious?
Yes, you do. You sound very angry.
That is my rhythm.
Okay. You can be angry.
And my rhythm wasn't bothering anybody else. And frankly, you know, my rhythm was the best thing that happened to them. That was my rhythm. And, you know, I would like to know what it was exactly that, you know, I was asking for. Was it something too much? What? Nothing. And that is really sad when somebody who's a Nordic god from Viking land can't handle it when someone asks for nothing. He'd rather have a woman that was doing something because she wants a lot. Oh, so it's okay to be doing a lot of work for and wanting a lot than doing a lot of work and wanting nothing? Well, that's sad. What happened to that, I want everybody to work, we want everybody to work hard, that good hard work ethic, what happened to that? Well, there she was, that good hard work ethic. Well, guess what? That kind of blows that whole theory to shit.
Ma'am, if you don't want to work on your computer here, I'm going to have to terminate this call. We're getting nowhere.
What do you want to do on the computer?
Okay. Are you ready to work on the computer?
I'm ready to work on, but don't mention one thing to me about a work ethic.
I won't.
I don't want to hear anything about a work ethic, people sharing. I don't want to hear you say one thing to me about my being nice or my tone.
You can be angry with me all you want. That's fine.
Do you understand? And I happen to know somebody from Minnesota, and frankly, I never liked their tone. And I never thought she was particularly nice to people. And you know what? Now I know why. Because she was the snottiest person I had ever met in my life up until that time. And that's exactly what I think of when I think of Minnesota. And I think of that in quadruples now.
Are you ready to work on the computer?
What do you want?
What do I want?
Mm-hmm.
What version of Windows are you running?
95.
Okay. Do you have the computer on in front of you right now?
No.
Can you turn it on for me?
Why?
Because you may have to look at some of the settings.
I want you to look at my log and tell me why I'm not able to use my account.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you invent a little screen that pops up that says the reason that you can't use your account is because you work too hard. Because that's the only thing that should be popping up on my account. And then after you invent that software, why don't you bundle it up and send it to Esther Dyson, Al Gore... No, you let me finish, buddy.
We are not getting anywhere.
No, we are getting somewhere. And I have a lot more of this where this comes from, because I am not very happy.
I understand that.
And I'm getting a little sick and tired of some people over there that aren't sharing, and all they can think of to do is to steal people's rhythms.
I can help you, ma'am, but you have to let me help you.
Well, you looked at the log of my call-ins, and you tell
which
me
which I am.
Okay, you tell me why I've had to call in because my account isn't working. Have I been using the account too much since it's unlimited access? How can you use an unlimited account too much? You want to explain that to me?
Man, this doesn't have much to do with your account. Your account is active. You should be able to
use it. I would just like to say something.
Go right ahead.
That a lot of things have really hurt me. But you know what? I really used to enjoy hockey. And I don't think I have to explain what I don't like it anymore. Because now if I even see a hockey game, I turn it off. And I hardly even turn the television on. But I used to like hockey. And I don't even like sports. But for some reason, I always liked hockey. It's probably because I used to like ice skating until someone ripped that out from underneath me, too. Can I say one more thing?
Go right ahead.
When I went to Long Nook, my place,
okay.
There was a man there with his wife. And he told me I couldn't go up a road because he worked for the FAA because he did a lot of research. And I said, I think I can go up the road if I want to. And he said, no, you can't because I work for the FAA and we do research there. And his wife said, he works for the FAA. He's originally from Norway. And I said, oh, really? Well, I think I can go up the road if I want to. And he said, where are you from? And I said, Oklahoma. And he said, oh. And I said, we have a big FAA thing out there. And he goes, I've never had any interest in going to Oklahoma because I'm from Norway. And I wanted to say, well, guess what? I don't care. This person couldn't have been any more rude or unwarm, which did not surprise me. And then his wife said, he's really intelligent. And I stood there thinking, I'm going to go be sick. And then she said, my son wanted to show us Long Neck Beach. And he said, yes, we wanted to come to Long Neck Beach. And I couldn't take it anymore. And I said to Mr. Brilliant, it isn't Long Neck, it's Long Nook. It was in a poem. And he said, oh, really? It's Long Neck. And I said, no, it's Long Nook. It's Long Nook, N-O-O-K. And he said, what poem? I said, it was by Edna St. Vincent Millay. And he said, I've never heard of her. And I thought, well, there you go. Another brilliant guy from Norway. That was my trip. I had just gone to Long Nook Beach. Took me a lot of time to get there. And the last thing I needed was that.
Okay.
Are you hearing me?
I hear you. Okay.
It's Nook. It's not Neck.
I believe you. I've never heard of it.
You didn't look very smart to me, and I'm getting a little tired of people from Norway telling me how smart they are. If you're smart, I'll pick up on it sooner or later.
Okay.
And evidently, one of us isn't that brilliant.
Ma'am?
That's all I have to say.
Okay. Are you ready to work on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay, can you turn it on for me?
I'm not in front of it.
Can you be in front of it?
I'm not changing any settings right now. I want you to look at the log and tell me
what problems you're having.
Why I've had to make so many phone calls into your company.
From the look of it, is because we haven't really gotten much done on your machine yet.
I don't mean today. I mean in the past, since I've signed up.
I'm looking for logs back for, when was this one? Right about a month ago. No, 7-7, whenever that was. I am looking at your record.
How many times?
How many times have you called?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. Right about 12. At least that's what I have logs for.
Don't you think that's 12 too many?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's 12 times I've had to call in. I don't think it's working. What would Mr. say? What would Mr. say?
Probably not much. He's a robot.
I've had to call... He's what?
He's a robot.
He's not Norwegian, is he?
Not the last time I checked, no.
Is he a Viking?
No, he's not.
He's not a Vogel boatman, is he?
I don't think so.
Well, I think that's 12 times too many, don't you?
I do. And if you want, we can hopefully end your 12 call stint here and try and get your computer working. Or your account working with us. And make sure that everything's running right. But what I need you to do is turn the computer on so we can check a few of the things on there.
I'm not going in there.
You're not going in there?
No.
Okay.
Do you want to know why?
Sure.
Because every time I go in there and try to actually enjoy the internet, something happens.
And what's that?
I have a problem.
What's the problem you have?
And then I sit and wait patiently, like I was raised, you know, to be patient and nice, and guess what happens?
What happens?
Well, I'm disconnected. I get lectured to. I get people that can't speak English. I get them put on hold. I get lied to. I get told that I've hurt somebody's feelings. I need to, you know, go with another service. I don't know.
A lot of things happen every time you go in there?
That's a little abusive. Is that how everybody treats everybody in Norway?
I'm not in Norway. I don't know much about Norway. I've never met a Norwegian.
Oh, I have.
I know.
At Long Neck.
But it's
Long
Neck.
So brilliant. At Long Neck.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It is
uh-huh.
Long Nook, though, correct?
Pardon me?
How do you say it?
Nook.
Nook, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I don't
need some Norwegian researcher, number one, meeting a total stranger and telling her how smart he is, which I'm laughing to myself going, oh, I've heard this before. I mean, what is it? And then she's telling me, too, I don't care how smart he is. And then he's telling me I can't go up a road. Does he own Long Neck Beach? I don't think so, since he doesn't even know how to pronounce it. Now, I don't...